Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. And the answers are mostly based upon the book, Children in the Quran and Sunnah, compiled by Ayatollah Ray Shahri. I'm Hassanain, and we have in the studio our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiyaqum. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Miqdad, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for inviting me.
My pleasure. So dear audience, in the previous program, we were discussing about this question where someone has asked that a few months ago, my brother and his family went to the ziyarah in the Middle East, Iran and Iraq. And when they came back, the children who are the same age as my children had different things that were from an Islamic culture, like rings, the jashe, different types of tasbih, and etc. So my children obviously weren't the same. On one aspect, I understand the importance. However, living in the West, it's very much against the local culture. So I'm a bit worried about this. What do you suggest me to do? So Brother Mda, I would like to ask you that, keeping the Western culture in mind and the Muslims living in the West, so what do you have to say about the hijab?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, so we talked about in the previous show about the relationship between culture and religion, Islam specifically. And so as you mentioned, it's a good point that you mentioned, hijab is one of those places where Islam has strong guidelines on it, right?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So in the sense that if we come back to what we talked about previously, every culture has its own garment, its own way of dressing, basically, right? If you look at the Western culture or the Pakistani culture or African culture, every culture has its own dress code, right?
That's right.
Islam comes and says that in particular to the dress code, Islam has guidelines.
Yeah.
Okay? And these guidelines is, one of them is very important, is hijab. Right, not just hijab as a dress code, but also hijab as a behavior between relationship between men and women. So this is one of the places where the effect and the influence of religion is very strong. Right, it says that women should, whatever culture you're from, right, it doesn't make a difference. But whatever culture you're from, women have to abide by these guidelines, and this is they have to cover their hair, they have to cover their body in a way that their shape is not seen, nor is their body itself seen except for the face and the hands.
That's right.
And for the male, he has to cover himself in a way that covers their body parts and doesn't have any relationship between the women and the women in terms of physical contact. This is related to the dress code and the attitude between men and women that Islam brings guidelines. Now, it doesn't matter which culture you're from. It's something that Islam wants it to be abided.
Yeah, true.
Now, if you remember what we talked about previously, certain cultures are very close to Islamic guidelines, right? So for example, for a Indian Pakistani culture to abide by this guidelines, easier.
It's easier for
because
them.
Women already put a, Pakistan they call it pacheri, right? They already put a covering over their head. Their clothing is usually modest. So you see that this culture is very close to Islamic guidelines. Whilst if you look at the Western culture, it's a bit more difficult because the dress code is very different over there.
True.
Come back to our question. So this is a place where Islam doesn't have any negotiation, doesn't care about any culture wants to do over here. This is the dress code that Islam applies and says that this is what you have to abide by with irrespective of the culture dress code over here. When you live in the West, this is a place where being counted as an outsider doesn't make any difference, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, we promote hijab very strongly, very strictly. Whatever Islam says, we abide by it, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of the obligatory acts, and the hijab is a non-negotiable in wherever place True. You live. Having said that, the hijab doesn't necessarily mean, for example, a particular hijab that stands out, uh-huh. right? As long as it abides by the guidelines. So give me an example of the color of the hijab, right?
Yeah. So, brother, before you move on, let's take a short break over here. And dear audience, do not go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, stop! I got a better game!
IRIB English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this israf to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
So welcome back, dear audience. And before the break, Brother Mada, you were talking about hijab and you were giving an example. Please continue.
I'm just going to give the example. It's very common in the Middle East, mm-hmm. For in Iran, for example, to wear a chador, right?
Yeah.
A black
yeah.
chador for women. Right. Or in the Arab countries, for example, to wear the niqab to cover your face yeah. completely for women. These are not strict guidelines that Islam has uh-huh. for everybody to adopt, right? So yeah. in the West, for instance, okay, we would say that if you want to be able to, at the same time that you're applying Islamic guidelines, uh-huh. okay, and principles that are related to hijab,
yeah.
but you don't want to come out as an outsider of the culture,
True.
You make your hijab by adopting the principles and guidelines in a way that kind of fits within the culture.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So in this sense, we won't recommend for the niqab to be worn in the West, for example.
Mm-hmm,
right? Yeah. Because the niqab will stand out. It's yeah. something that's very much a part of the hijab that stands out, and it's not a hijab that's obligatory.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right? Similarly for the chador, you won't recommend the chador to be worn in the West.
Uh-huh.
One, because it's not obligatory. And
yeah.
second, because it would stand out. Mm-hmm. Right? So you play a balance in the yeah. way that you are very strictly mm-hmm. abiding by Islamic guidelines and Islamic True. Principles related yeah. to hijab. Okay? But fitting them in the culture that you live in,
mm-hmm.
okay, in a way that you don't go against those guidelines.
Uh-huh.
See, the key is this balance where you try and fit the culture that you're living in order to not stand out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're not going against these principles.
Mm-hmm.
This is perhaps a very difficult balance to have,
yeah.
but it's very possible. Once you've done this, after doing this, if there is any issues that come up, if there is any sense of being seen as an outsider, then it comes in a situation where you don't mind, you accept mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right? So in the sense that, let me put it this way. If you have a girl who's growing up, okay,
mm-hmm.
and she's living in the West and she wants to put the hijab on, okay,
yeah.
if she puts on the niqab, for example,
right,
then it won't fit within the Western culture.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I would say at that point that this is something that you're happy to sacrifice the niqab.
Yeah.
Right? She puts on a normal scarf, covers herself properly without any makeup. She covers her body perfectly with a long dress, for example,
yeah.
or in a way that the shape of the body is not seen.
Mm-hmm.
The body part itself is not seen. Very yeah. modest dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Abiding by all the wajib and obligatory act.
Okay.
At this point, she's kind of fitting in the culture. If
True.
The culture requires
yeah.
more than this,
mm-hmm.
then she can say, no, these are my red lines.
Yeah.
See, this is important.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you stand. So, no, this is my red line. Beyond this, I can't go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Is why Islam has said that these are my principles and values that I stand by. And this is my guidance of Islam. And this is something I won't go beyond that.
So the basic principles given by the Islam should be followed.
Yeah. Trying to adopt by the culture, but up to the point where Islam says this is obligatory. Yeah. More than this, we don't sacrifice.
Thank you so much, Brother Mudad. Let's take a short break over here. يَا مُقْيَ الْخَيْرَاتِ يَا مُقْيَ
الْخَيْرَاتِ يَا مُقْيَ الْخَيْرَاتِ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners. يَا مُقْيَ الْخَيْرَاتِ يَا
مُقْيَ الْخَيْرَاتِ Welcome back, dear audience. And before the break, we were discussing about fitting into the Western culture with keeping in mind the Islamic principles. So, Brother Mudad, would you like to add more points to it?
Let me give you a few more examples just to make it more clear. Because we want to promote this in our children, right? That children want to see this. And you want to give this, you want to live a family life, a Muslim social life, right? And train our children to be part of the society, right? By no ways we want to take away our children from the society by saying, no, this society is very wrong. No, we live in the West. Yes, Western society, Western culture can be seen based on the ideology that it has as very much against a lot of the principles of Islam. But at the same time, we said that we don't want to create a situation whereby Muslims are going to be taken away from the society. No, we want to promote our children to be part of the society. But we want to make sure that whilst you're part of the society, you know the red lines, you know the guidelines and the principle that Islam has given. And those need to be followed. Okay, at whatever cost and consequences. Another example is the beard, for example. Right? In certain countries, the beard is very much against Western society, Western culture. Right? So, having a long beard, okay, you can say it's a good thing. It's in the Middle East, for example, it's a very normal thing to do, right? Once you go into Western society, a certain at least certain cities, certain countries, it can be seen as something very odd and very weird. Right?
Because over there, people are usually clean-shaven.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Islam says have a beard. As long as you can see the beard, okay, it's counted as a beard. It doesn't have to be so long. So you're doing two things. One is that you're making your beard in a way that it's clean, okay? It's well-trimmed. Okay, it looks smart. It looks presentable, okay? But at the same time, you've kept the beard. So you've done both. You've abided by the principles and the guidance that Islam gives, okay? But at the same time, you also adopted those things of the culture in a way to say that you're not outside of the Western culture.
Yeah, that's interesting,
So you've matched both. Right? And same way, you can talk about clothing, you can talk about interaction with other people, you can talk about the language that you use, you can talk about the way you dress, the way you the things that you eat, etc. Examples are numerous. The key that we want to put across over here is this, that when you live in a culture, you don't want to be seen as an outsider. You want to be part and
of the society.
Part of the society. You want to adopt the culture. But you adopt the culture to the limit that Islam allows you to do it. And you abide by those Islamic principles and regulations, okay? That which is fundamental within Islam. And after that, you can adopt the culture and be part of the culture. And there's nothing, there's no contradiction in those cases. And we said that in order to really strengthen that, there's many things that we can do. One of the things that we can do is really to promote the Muslim community centers, right? Promote a lot of friendship within the community, events and activities within the community is very important. Promote values and principles of Islam outside the community as well. Really, we need to spread those morality that Islam has. You know, Islam has a very amazing foundation of morality and ethics, right? That anybody who sees a Muslim should see beautiful morals, beautiful ethics, right?
These
are based on Islamic principles, right? Promote the arts and the Muslim art, basically those manifestation of beauty that comes through art that are related to Islam. These things are slowly help the cultures and the religion to come and form together to be able to live together within a society.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brother Mudad, and thank you so much to your audience for staying with us. So in this program, we have discussed that every culture has got its own dress code, but the Islam, it has given principles to us. And one of the main principles that Islam has given to us is hijab. So what the people over there can do is they can balance between the culture and the Islamic guidelines. We said that it might be difficult, but it's not impossible. So balancing with the culture is like children should be the part of the society, but they should keep the red lines and the guidelines of Islam in their mind. So this can be done through promoting the Islamic values and principle in and outside the community. So once again, thank you so much, Brother Mudad, and audience, thank you so much as well. Thank you for joining us on the program. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir, and visit us at our website, parstoday.com. Fi amanullah.
Islam solves all of its problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.